Tēnā anō koutou e whakarongo mai ana ki a ko Gurley Clark tēnei, kei konei taku kai ko kōrero ko David Collard. Ki a koutou kei waho nei whakarongo mai ana, ko te kōrero a haurutu tō tātou reo tuarua ki te reo Pākehā. Kia ora to everyone that's listening to me. I'm Gurley Clark and I'm doing an afternoon show. And of course, I've got David Collard on the line this afternoon. And of course, we are going to speak in English. So welcome, Dave.
Kia ora to you too, and to everybody else.
Yes, I certainly think we're te hiku, you know, all up muri whenua here. There are some listeners and the regulars on here, and I'm sure with me being on an afternoon show, it's probably be a bit of a shock to some of them, but never mind. We're here to do a job, haven't we, David?
Most definitely, and you do it so well.
Okay, right. On the peninsula of the far north, and one of the most beautiful section of Onerua-Tohe, you've been doing the far north Ngai Takoto 90-mile snapper bonanza. Okay, can you enlighten us what's happening in the future?
Okay, just to put it all in perspective, we've completed, John Stewart and I have now completed 11 years of snapper bonanza on the Te Onerua-Tohe, and it's we've had a number of sponsors, but for the last 3 years, we've been blessed with Ngāi Takatoa assisting us as our naming rights sponsor, and we really have appreciated them because they've had input into what we do, they've had input into how it's done, they've had input into all sorts of things, and we've certainly appreciated that. But they too, like everybody else, as we almost have been twice now, been a victim of the COVID environment, and they've had to reassess their priorities. I think that's in Wallace River's own words, that reassess their priorities in terms of where they're going and the impact that COVID has had on their businesses. So they've had to withdraw their support. Now, it's as a naming rights sponsor, it is quite substantial, and we will miss their input. However, because already all of our tickets are sold, it is not going to change anything in terms of 2022, which is the next snapper bonanza in March. That will go ahead. The danger that we're in is that if it costs us money to run the event, then we've got to reassess and look at the future of it. But at this point in time, definitely 2022 is a definite. It will definitely go ahead. We've got a number of options. Obviously, we're pursuing all the avenues that we can. We've only known about this for a week as of today, and we will be striving very hard to replace the sponsors. So if anybody's listening that has influence in that area, it'd be great to hear from you. And we would really like to chat about it. It's the impact of the bonanza on the local community, being businesses, being jobs, is quite extensive, and we know that more than $1.5 million is generated in this week, and that's just from the visitors, which are 65% of our competitors are visitors from outside of this area, or outside of the far north, that's for sure. And we would definitely not want to be without it in terms of our local economy.
It sounds like it's been a big event all these many years that you've been holding it. And of course,
it certainly has. When we first picked it up, as people are aware, it had been cancelled in 2010, 2011, and I think we operated for 7 years before we sold all of the tickets. And for the last 4 years, they have all have been sold out, which is great. We just would love to be able to accommodate everybody, but that's not the case. It's sort of turning into a first-in, first-served policy. I think that's where we're at, and where we can accommodate more people. Hopefully we will be able to do that in the future. Certainly now, looking forward to it, to developing that.
Yes. Another thing, David, that I have noticed since this competition has been going, you've had enormous support around the far north, especially around Tai Tokerau. And it seems to hive of activity when that bonanza is happening for the fishing comm. And, of course, I see, like you say, a lot of people come in here. They enjoy their week up here. And, of course, one of the factors that I have heard that a lot of them take holidays when the fishing comp is on. So that's how you probably get an influx of visitors all around the world that comes here.
Most certainly, you had said something quite relevant, and that we have competitors, or have had competitors from Australia. That's 40 or 50 come from there, and we've had them from all around the Pacific Rim, being the USA, including Hawaii, Japan, Indonesia, also from the UK, Belgium. But you know, we're missing out on all those. Those people are not coming anymore because they can't get into the country.
Yes, it's quite sad when this happens, when you've got such a viable organization doing this year after year. Now, one of the questions I was going to ask you, after 2022, I believe, or do you think after that year and pertaining 2023, would you increase the selling of your tickets?
Anything's possible. It just really depends on what happens in the space where we're at now, and what happens with the 2022 competition. We're, I'm working very hard to make sure, as John is as well, to make sure that we get sponsors in place. This competition will not exist without sponsors. It requires some big time, and if we can just secure a naming rights sponsor, and it's a substantial investment for them, I can fix the rest with the smaller sponsors that we have in the north, and interested parties with goods or products to sell that are keen to get the exposure that we're able to offer. So it's not a doom and gloom story. We've just got to find the people. That's all, or find the businesses that can contribute, and then we'll be good.
Oh, very good, David. I think we've come across this story very nicely for people to hear, and I'm sure all the Far North people up here would be looking forward to next year's comp. And, of course, what's going to happen in the near future, I'm sure we'll no doubt hear what will be laid out by then, eh?
Oh, most definitely. Mm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's always a challenge. Every year we have a challenge of some description. This year it's the major sponsor. So we've overcome everything up till now, and I'm sure that we'll be able to do the same again.
Oh, very good. I'll keep up with the news with you in the latter stages of this year. So good luck, and we'll hear once and for all. Kia ora mai.
Okay. Thank you, Gilly.
Okay, bye now, David. Ai, tēnā anō koutou I whakarongo mai kia David Collard, ko ia te tahi o ngā tangata e tino mahi ane tēnei mahi, I roto i tō tātou rohe o Oneroa a Tohe, ka mutu kei kona e ia me tāna nei hoa, tāna hoa anō, e mahi anei ngā mahi katoa kei konei. E mā rātou anō e mahi mai ngā āhuatanga e pāpā mai ana me ngā oranga e kei roto ia tātou e haere ana ia tau. Ka mutu e rongo ake ana a hau I enei wahanga ia tātou e kōrero ana mō tēnei anō. Kei kone anō ngai takoto, mā rātou anō e whakaaro, e ahanga mea pai, nā te mea e ngā wāhi e mahi ngiana o eneki, kei runga anu e tahi ngā whenua e pāna kia ngai takoto, nā ko urutonua no rātu ki ene mahi, kei a David Lauer ko John Stewart, ko Rāua ngā mea e mahi ana o ene mahi, Wainganui me ngā ahuatanga e pāna ki te komiti, moro ene i te hi ika a te ratau. Kia ora mai.